From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has unveiled his vision for a possible lasting solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In an hour-long speech Wednesday, Kerry warned that a two-state solution is in serious jeopardy and that one state is not in Israel's best interest. VOA's Shalita Gohok has more.
Kerry said those supporting the expansion of Israel's settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem are now defining the future of Israel.
They believe in one state, Greater Israel. In fact, one prominent minister who heads a pro-settler party declared just after the U.S. election, and I quote, "The era of the two-state solution is over."
A United Nations resolution condemns Israeli construction in East Jerusalem, which would be the Palestinian capital. Netanyahu said Israel will resolve outstanding differences with the Palestinians through direct negotiations. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promptly condemned Kerry's speech, saying it was skewed in favor of the Palestinians. Netanyahu is promising to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout of the UN resolution. News reports out of Turkey say Ankara and Russia have prepared a ceasefire agreement for all of Syria, but Russia is refusing to comment on the reports, and the rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed on. Sources told Reuters News Service that the agreement calls for Syria to be divided into zones and for President Bashar al-Assad to remain in power for at least a few years. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.